John Jessop.
I've always tracked this guy down, and we've never ever had a cross or anything, but now he's right opposite me, and it's a pleasure to have him in the studio. Joe Wall, how are you, mate?
Fine, thanks, John. Good afternoon, and I've been hiding, mate. I've heard you were tracking me down, and I hid well.
I know, yeah, yeah. You're known as a keyboard player, aren't you? You're a pianist.
Not pianist, no.
Keyboards?
No, keyboards, more keyboards. But I play saxophone, harmonica, guitar. But keyboards are the main instrument.
Oh, he is. He's a Roy Castle here.
No, he's not that good. I might be now.
So where have you been hiding?
I don't hide. I just keep myself to myself, work in the studio.
Yeah.
And that's basically
it. You do outside gigs?
Oh, yeah, I work a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not so much now. I mean, I started to sort of draw back a little bit on the work a few years back and concentrate more on the writing.
Right, okay. But did you find that easy, Joe?
The writing?
Yes.
It comes in spurts, John. I mean, sometimes I can write, like in the lockdown, there's nothing happened for the last 4 months.
Okay.
Before that, 5-6 songs within a couple of months.
Really?
You know? And then all of a sudden, it just goes, and then it'll come back again, you know. Other times, it's something someone will say something, and that'll spur me on to write. A friend of mine said she was getting married in Mexico.
Right.
And I wrote a song, When You Took My Name Down in Mexico, and the whole song came from that. And then, as I said about the lullaby, a friend was having a baby. Why don't you write a lullaby? And it just appeared, you know.
Right.
That's the way it works sometimes.
Yeah. Are you one of these people, Joe, that you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with a thing in your head, say, I've got to write that down?
Oh, I don't sleep. I have a dictaphone by my bed. And sometimes that's the only time I can go to sleep. Yeah. I have to have the dictaphone now because you've got your phone.
Yes.
And I just record. Might just be a really basic bass line, melody, anything. Record it, and then I might go to sleep then.
Right.
But if I don't, I won't sleep.
Wow.
And then I get up the next day, have a listen to it, and most of the time it goes straight into the trash. And every so often I come up with something that I like, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what about your own stuff, Joe? I mean, are there albums around? Are there?
Yeah, only CDs that you sell at local gigs.
At local gigs?
Yeah, that's basically all. I am at this precise moment, I'm doing an original album, all original songs. Songs that I've done from the musical, songs that I've written previous to that, and after that, you know. The last 14 months I've spent revamping virtually every song that I've written and bringing it more up to date, redoing all the vocals, redoing all the music, and that's what's kept me busy for 14 months, because I haven't got much left, but I think I'd have pulled what I've got left of my hair out if I had never had that to do.
Right.
I'm lucky that I've got the studio.
I was going to say, have you got a studio at home, Joe?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm lucky I've got that. I mean, I built that 20 years ago, and I've just expanded it as I've gone on. It's now all digital, whereas that then days it was analogue, you know, and you needed coal in some of those machines, you know, to keep it going. But now it's good, and it's so much easier. You know, it took me a while to get used to it.
Right.
People are telling me you've got to go digital. I'm going, no, I'm happy with what I've got. But once I did, there is a big difference.
Yes. You know? Yeah.
Sound quality, yeah, because you can, when you're bouncing tracks, you don't lose any quality, whereas when you're doing tape to tape, you're losing quality. Mm-hmm. Plus the fact, if you make a mistake, you don't have to go back to square one. You just delete, you know, on digital.
Yeah.
And all that happens is, what you've just done is gone, and what you've done before is still there, you know?
Wow.
So it's so much easier. So much easier to cut and paste and and anything like
than
that.
Than trying to find a reel of tape and then get and the then razor blade and splice
and tape it and find out whether you've got it right and have to do it again.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. It's so much easier now. Musicians now, you don't have to be a proper musician anymore to write.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot easier than it used to be, and that's not being disrespectful to some of the musicians.
No, no, no. Have you never had sort of the aspirations, Joe, for your songs to be heard by, you know, famous people?
Oh, very much, yeah.
Yeah.
Very much. It's like everything else, though, John. I mean, even when I first started out and we first started writing songs, it was me when I was in a band called Night Games with a guitarist, Dave Poole, and we used to write a lot of stuff. Some of the songs we've actually changed a little bit lyrically and put into the musical. I've adapted them, but we've been in touch with record companies, and very, very difficult to get past the A&R man.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if he doesn't like your genre of music.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
And he's the only guy that you can get through to get through the door, and you can't get past him because he doesn't like your type of music. It's very, very difficult. And even to the fact where I phoned up a friend, I remember a long, long time ago, who wrote Darling.
Frankie Miller's darling.
And I phoned him up and I asked him for a bit of advice, and he said, don't be surprised if you send the tapes and they just bin them. He said, because when I phoned up the record company after I'd send it, he went, no, he said, I'm sorry. He said, there's nothing here for us. He said, and Darling was number one at the moment at that time, and that was on the tape. They hadn't even listened to it.
No.
You know, and he said, that's what you're dealing with. He said, but you've just got to keep going.
Yeah.
But I've always concentrated more on the live work than the recording. It's only the last few years. I think I'm just getting lazy now. It's easier to stay in the house than it is to carry all the gear out.
So what are you going to play for us today, Joe?
Well, a couple of songs that I wrote in the lockdown. This is not based on anything, but people might think it is, but it's not. It's definitely not based on anything that I've done, because it's about drink. But this is a bit of an Irish tint to it, so it's called High Class Whiskey and Beer.
High class whiskey and beer.
High class whiskey and beer. And I don't like whiskey. I'm a brandy man.
Oh, well, there you go. And this is Joe Wall playing live on Liverpool Live. It's up to you, mate.
Thank you.
Drinking high class whiskey and beer, my love. Drinking high class whiskey and beer. When I sat down beside you and asked for your hand, drinking high-class whiskey and beer. Oh, we'd go to the bar every Monday night, and we'd talk and we'd laugh and we'd cry, holding hands as we whispered our undying love. How quickly the years roll on by. Drinking high-class whiskey and beer, my love. Drinking high-class whiskey and beer. Oh, we laughed and we cried and we talked about life, drinking high-class whiskey and beer. Well, we'd sit by the fire every Tuesday night, and we'd warm our hands by the flame. Reminisced how we met on that cold Christmas Eve, and how life would ne'er be the same. Drinking high-class whiskey and beer, my love. Drinking high-class whiskey and beer. Warmed our hands by the fire and we talked about life, drinking high-class whiskey and beer. Well, I woke from my slumber one Wednesday morn, and I looked at the space in my bed, and I wondered if maybe you'd gone for a walk, or you're angry with something I'd said. Drinking high-class whiskey and beer, my love. Drinking high-class whiskey and beer. Are the tricks that are played as the memory fades. Drinking high-class whiskey and beer. Well, by Thursday evening, my head's in a mess, and my body just yearns for the past. And I think that I may take a break for a while, but I talked myself out of it fast. Drinking high-class whiskey and beer, my love. Drinking high-class whiskey and beer. A small break I could take and have one while I wait. Drinking high-class whiskey and beer. By the weekend, my body, it's battered and torn, and my love and my life, it's all gone. For you took all the pain from the words that I spoke and decided it's time to move on. From that high-class whiskey and beer, my love. From that high-class whiskey and beer. It took over my soul and I lost all control. That high-class whiskey and beer. Drinking high-class whiskey and beer, my love. Drinking high-class whiskey and beer. It took over my life and it cost me my wife, drinking high class whiskey and beer.
Anybody in mind there, Joe?
No, not at all. No, sure? One can take any credit for that.
You sure, mate?
Positive.
You've got an email coming in here, Joe, from Kira Bethany.
Oh, Kira. Kira is the young lady I was telling you about. If you see on the thingy I gave you before.
Oh, yes.
The Phantom.
Oh, right,
That's Kira.
She says, tuning in for Joe Wall, looking forward to hearing his music. He's such a talented person and an amazing friend.
Yeah.
£20 notes in the post.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
And talking about money, you won't get any money out of this fella. This is the second message from this guy.
It's got to be Peter.
No. The last time this fella put his hand in his pocket, we had to get the AA out.
Thought it was Peter.
No, Bernie Birch.
That's even worse.
Yeah, that's even worse. Yeah. He said, well, John, he says, you've lowered your levels again today, mate, with Wolsey on. Very talented man. Good golfer. And a great buddy. Hope you're all well.
That's nice. That's yeah. nice. Thanks, Bernie. Yeah,
thanks Bernie.
I'll see you on Wednesday, Ben. the trees, probably.
I was going to say, did you say he plays well in the sand?
To be honest with you, John, this is a true story. He went in the bunker once and I said to him, what you do, Bernie, when you get out, you've got to follow through. He said, I'm no good at getting out of bunkers. And I said, you need to follow through. He said, no, I can get the ball out. It's me. I can't get out. Oh, no, they're a good set of lads, then, lads.
Were you away with Peter when they christened him Peter Satira?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Where was it? It was in Benidorm. I would have been because I organised it also.
I think it was Gary Murphy told somebody that Peter Satira was
here. Yeah, that's right. I wasn't with them on the night out, but I stayed home. Have you ever seen Gary? You go out with Gary.
Hmm.
Yeah, don't bother coming home. Gary and Larry, we went to Tunisia and they asked them if they'd vacate the premises, thought he could clean, the cleaners could come in the morning. That's a true story. Can you please leave? Because all they were doing was singing along. You know what Gary's like when he gets a guitar on his
That's
hand.
Right, yeah.
They were just singing, playing.
Well, his brother Larry was at a pal of mine's house for dinner the other Sunday, Davy Edge.
Arnold, yeah. Well, Larry's a good little guitarist as well. Great voice.
Yeah.
All the Murphys have got great voices, you know. Craig and a lot of, you know. And when they all get together, it's fantastic.
Oh, right.
It is fantastic.
Yeah. Messy.
Well, it's messy. You don't go to bed.
No.
You've got to sneak out the back door because you can't get away. got you all tied down, but no, fantastic. Great.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, John. What are you coming back with?
Another one that I wrote, again, not meaning anything about anybody.
I don't believe you, you know.
It was just one of those things that turned up. And I can tell you the story. I heard a bass line. I'm not going to tell you where the bass line was from. Actually, it was not a bass line. It's a guitar line.
Okay.
And I loved the guitar line. It goes right through the movie. And I thought, I like that. So I pinched the guitar line and changed it into a bass line. And the bass line goes through the song. And that's how the song was written. The lyrics just appeared. Honestly,
okay.
You know, some of the one I told you about before, the lullaby, that was played, written, recorded within a day, everything.
Fantastic.
Just one of them things, you know, and yet some of them you can months and months and months, but it's called Missing You, the next one.
Okay, that's coming up in a moment after the short break here. I've got Joe Wall with me live in the studio here at Liverpool Live.
This is Liverpool Live.
Certainly is, and live in the studio with me now is the musician, guitar virtuoso, and
there's another word I would use for that.
And another homemade song doesn't mean anything to anybody, but I don't believe the guy at all. I'll find some background on these stories. When you've drank too much brandy, Joe, you'll start spilling the beans, you know. But what's this one called, Joe?
This is called Missing You.
Okay.
So lonely. Winter draws near and I'm feeling so blue. The sky is grey and the silence is frightening. As day turns to night, all I can think of is you. Holding you close in my arms. This feeling of love, it's only surpassed by your charms. Making a vow to spend the summer together. And time goes so slow, as I yearn for the day. Seems like yesterday when you passed through my doorway. How the time goes so fast, now I want you to stay. Being with you, seeing your smile every morning, holding your hand seems such a long time away. Wanting you, needing you, touching and feeling you, hearing you, whispering, laughing and joking, to lying beside you, wanting you more come what may. Hoping and praying that you will be staying, but knowing you're leaving, I'm only delaying. I'm missing you more every day. Needing you here, healing this hole in my heart. I'm missing you now, knowing today we must part. The summer is gone and I'm feeling so lonely. As winter draws near, I'm feeling so blue. Skies are grey and the silence is frightening. As day turns to night, all I can think of is you. Holding you close in my arms. Missing you now, knowing today we must part.
Great song, Joe. Great song.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's written about no one, John.
That's written about nobody. Okay. Well, while you've been singing your head off there, mate, we've got another couple of emails come in. One from Larry White.
Oh, snowy.
Listening in, enjoying Joe Wall, superb entertainer and musician. That's that one. And then Tom McLeod.
Oh, Tom. That's Kira's other half.
He says, hiya, Joe. I didn't know you were on the radio today. You should have said, you know what I mean? Class artist, sounding great from your number one fan, Tom, Wayne and Phil.
I've been telling them for the last 3 days I'm on the radio on Monday. Every time we went anywhere, because we've been in London together, every time we went anywhere, I'd be going, I'm on the radio on Monday. I'm on the... That's
oh, dear me. So listen, Joe, I mean, I think I was right in saying you're not only a great muso, and you know, you write your own stuff and you've got your own studio, and but also you do a lot of charity work as well.
We do with the Golf Society.
Yeah, but I've also seen you with the Good Turns.
Yeah, I've worked, well, I mean, we do a lot with that. I mean, sometimes Les will ring me up, sometimes Ricky will ring me up, and we'll just go down and I've done shows and things like that.
Yeah.
Ricky rang me up, we don't Ken Dodds, 90th.
Right.
He rang me up, me and Kira.
Yeah.
And we went down, and I hope you played a little bit later the Phantom of the Opera. You've never heard a girl sing like this girl.
Right.
I swear to God, she's the best I've heard in 40 years in this business. And we had the pleasure of singing that and the prayer for Ken on his 90th birthday. But, yeah, we do a lot in the Good Turn stuff. I don't have a lot to do with it apart from turning up.
Yeah, and my mate Leslie, he puts it together with Ricky now, doesn't
right.
he? Because Ricky stepped in and
that's
said,
right.
yeah.
Ricky stood in. He's a fantastic guy, really is. Les is a cracking guy, but Ricky, no matter what you ask him to do,
yeah,
you know, just he doesn't even argue. Yeah, yeah, okay. If he's not working,
yeah.
which he's working a lot at the moment, but if he's not working, he will do it.
Right, you know? Yeah. And what about the charities for the golf?
Macmillan. We do a lot of... for the golf, basically what that is, it's a society called MEGA, which is Merseyside Entertainers Golf Association. All the lads, or girls, although we don't have any girls with us at the moment, they're all musicians or entertainers of some sort, you know, and not necessarily musicians, golfers, cricketers, footballers,
wow.
John H. Tracy, boxer.
Yeah.
They're all in the society. And what we do is we play golf. We get courtesy of the course, and we entertain them in the night. We'll put four acts on in the night, and that's for their charity to raise money for their captain of the year.
And of course, there's a meal then as well.
We get fed.
Yeah, yeah.
We still pay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Although it's not to the golf course, that money goes in ours. And what we do then with that money is any entertainers, like when Mickey wasn't too well, not yes. so long back, when Tony Brutus,
yeah.
Even Billy Myers, they all had heart bypasses and that, we give the money. Just to help them through yeah. until they're back at work again, you know, because we, as you know, John, we get nothing.
Yeah.
Even through this lockdown, we've got nothing.
No, not at all.
You know, entertainers are stuck in the back, you know. Yeah. So that's what we try to do for our own. But we go to golf clubs and we do Helsby, where they do the wheelchair appeal
right.
for the severely disabled.
Yeah.
And Ricky done that one with us.
Yeah.
And he turned around and he said to him, will you invite me back next year? It was a fantastic day.
Brilliant.
But they've raised, I think they've actually had built about 300, maybe more, wheelchairs for the disabled.
Fantastic.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's a great day. Loads of good game of golf.
Yeah.
Four acts on in the night. It's great. But that's what we do. And if there's anybody out there that got entertainers or cricketers, footballers, anything to do with entertainment that wants to play golf, it's usually play every Wednesday. They're welcome to come and join us. You don't even have to be doing an entertainer now. You can be retired.
Yeah.
If you fancy a game of golf, just get in touch and you can come and join us.
Fabulous. Okay, Joe, I'm going to take another break and then I'm going to come back with this track, Phantom.
Okay.
Yeah, and who is this?
It's called, the young lady's called Kira Bethany.
Right.
She lives in Blackpool now.
Is it going to make the hair stand on the back of my neck?
Well, it's made the hair stand on the back of mine, and if you can find one on the back of mine...
I was going to say, they stood up too long and they all fell off. Okay, so we've got the marvellous Kieran playing next, and so you've heard what Joe said. This is the most unbelievable version of Phantom of the Opera here on Liverpool Live.
He came. That voice that calls to me.
Dear, dear, dear me, eh? You've got some pipes on you, Mr. Wall.
Yeah, I wish I had pipes like that, though.
She's something else, isn't she?
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, special, very special talent.
So am I right in saying that, you know, the musicals are your A1 bag rather than...
I'm musical theatre.
Yeah.
I love musical theatre, yeah. That's basically what's based around the musical. That's why I went into writing the musical.
Right.
But I love musical theatre.
Yeah.
And so does Kira.
Right.
I mean, that's... I've got her doing...
Have you got a favourite?
I like all the old ones. Although I liked Les Mis, I thought was absolutely unbelievable. Miss Saigon, I've seen Phantom... Blood Brothers, which was brilliant, but I like all the old ones with Howard Keel, you know, Seven Brides, and all that type of thing.
Yeah, Meet Me in St. Louis.
All of them. Cagney.
Yeah.
You know, and even the likes of Fred Astaire ones and Gene Kelly, they can't sing.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter. It's the talent.
Do you know, I'm most probably in the minority here, but I think Cagney is a better dancer than Kelly and Fred Astaire.
Cagney's unbelievable. I don't think Cagney got any sort of recognition for his dancing.
No.
Because of his acting.
Yes.
You know, but you just don't see Cagney as a dancer, do you?
No, you don't.
Did you see him on the table with Bob Hope?
Yes.
Oh, and then coming down the stairs.
Yeah.
Unbelievable talent. But they all were them days.
That's right.
John. All of them had a talent.
Yeah.
They didn't do just one thing.
It's unbelievable, Joe. I can't believe that the time has beaten us too, because I've got the news coming up in 5 minutes. But I'm going to end this with this Liverpool
Rainbow.
Tell me about it.
Basically, it was a young lad who was orphaned after the war in Ireland. Heard a lot of people talking about this Liverpool and stowed away. Come here, got picked up by a family, and it's about his life story, basically.
And you wrote this?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Joe Wall, it's been an absolute pleasure. Really do hope you come back again.
Look forward to it.
And I'd love you to send the Phantom Lady down here with...
I'll give her a ring. I'll give her a ring when I leave the guitar at home next time.
Bring your keyboards, Joe.
Oh, they'll do.
You can just plug it into our mixer and then away you go.
Fair comment.
Yeah.
Love to. Thanks,
Joe,
John.
Thanks very much indeed,
thank
mate.
You, mate.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live.